Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to me.
It's Tiffany Nicole,
it's
Midnight Convos.
Your boy,
my co-host.
Mostat in the building. What's up with y'all?
What is really good? It's been a long time since I've been doing this show. I got a co-host, and we got a lot of things that we're going to be talking about.
Oh, yeah. We on that bullshit tonight.
We are definitely going to get into a lot of different things. Like, and we need you guys to call in. The call-in number is 646-787-1981. Once again, call us at 646-787-1981. I had to, you know, start the intro with some Biggie, you know, Junior Mafia, because right now, only thing that's really killing us.
That's classic right there.
Classic.
We need that. We don't need all that other Fruity Loops, you know, all that other extra shit they be talking on it. We need
because
that classic shit.
All we hear right now is the South. They running it.
Yeah.
Right.
Panda, Future. Oh my God, same nigga.
Yeah, like Panda is Future. I don't know.
That's his last hit. After that, he out of here.
He got two on the charts.
He got something else.
He got another one. I haven't heard it, but I heard it's buzzing up the charts.
I'm gonna check that one out.
So Panda, Future.
Future. Who else?
Who else is running there?
That's it. That's all I could think of.
I don't know. We're gonna get into a lot of things. We want you to call in. We want this to be an interactive show. I need you guys to go on to midnightconvos.com. Check out my blog.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna be plugging shit. We're gonna be trying to sell shit. We're gonna be trying to do everything.
And y'all
so
better fucking buy it too. We ain't
word.
Playing no games.
We coming to your house. Couple of things I want to talk about before we get into the actual topic of discussion for tonight. Hey, Rod. I was on one of those little blogs today, and I heard that Toni Braxton might be getting her back blown out by Birdman.
Oh, my God.
Birdman.
It's possible. You know, I don't think the whole Braxton family, man, they just want attention to me. Like,
you think so?
Yeah. Especially, what's the other one named? The one with the – that got the surgery done, that got her nose rebuilt.
Tamar.
Bingo. Look at her. Like, she just – that whole family just want attention. Like, that whole Birdman, I'm not taking it serious.
You're not taking it, but you know what? I'm not mad, because if the Kardashians can eat and get bread,
yeah,
and they have no fucking talent,
yeah,
I'm okay with the Braxton that actually have talent getting this paper.
Yeah, you're right. And one thing about, I always say about Kim Kardashian, like, she sucked some dick, got fucked all over camera, and she put her family on after that.
Can't be mad at that. A hoe making a living sucking dick.
But as long as you put your family on, that's what counts. Fuck it. Shit.
What else is going on? Like,
I fuck on camera and put all my niggas on.
Would you?
Hell
but it
yeah.
Can't be your girl, though, right? It got to be some random.
It can be some celebrity.
Okay.
A celebrity? Like, let me. It could be, what song when I got shot in Pinky Toe?
Oh, Pinky Toe?
Harlem Nights.
Oh, the fact
Della
Reese. Della Reese?
I drop dick off in Della Reese for a couple of dollars, and everybody be straight.
Wait, pause. I think R.I.P. I think she dead.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so you fuck a corpse?
For the right price, shit.
For the right, hold up. Panda, panda. So for the right dollars, you heard that. Mars Dad is running up in your court.
I strap up, though.
You better. You might have ants and shit.
Little worms and...
going into your pee hole. You might want to rethink that.
Yeah.
What's good? I mean, I want to talk about so much stuff. Prince, Dead and Gone.
I think they got him up out of here.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
You think the same people that took out Mike took out him?
Hell yeah. Listen, man, this shit is about business. You worth more dead than alive. Anybody could put out a Prince album, his first album right now, that shit going to go 10 times platinum. They could wait another 5 years and put out his last album. They could do whatever they want. They could put out a Prince doll if they wanted to, and everybody's going to eat off it because he's dead. You worth more dead than alive.
No, the sad thing about it is that he has no offspring. He has no. Now, his next of kin is his sister.
Yeah.
I think he has some half-siblings.
She looks smoked out, too.
She does. She's been in rehab all her life. Prince been paying for that. But the thing is, this dude got, like, music for days in the vault. They were saying something crazy, like he can make an album every year for the next 1,000 years.
Yep.
So, ka-ching.
He worth more
dead
than
alive. Just like
same
Mike Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy to me. But the shit that really messed me up is, like, the media. This dude, whatever he did behind the closed door, because they damn sure want to find out was how he died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. None of our business. I don't care. Dude ain't pay my rent. Oh, God rest his soul. He made great music.
Uh-huh.
Right? But they digging up. They want to know what's going on. If he died from prescription drugs, who gave him the pills?
Yo, I hate the fact that every celebrity, big-time celebrity, got to die from drugs or alcohol. I mean, some of them actually did, but come on. There's no proof behind, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he's really on drugs, like, Prince been looking like that same nigga since I've been born.
Purple rain.
Nigga, perm was all cut up right and all that, man.
But the funny thing is, I saw a couple of his wives. He was married twice. I didn't even know. I thought he was just married once. He was married twice.
Uh-huh.
And they some bad bitches. I ain't gay, but, I mean, they bad.
Mm-hmm.
They bad. So he stayed with some bad bitches.
Hey.
For, you know, whatever
you
want to call
forever.
It. Forever. This 4 foot nigga would take your chick.
Yo, the joke that Jimmy Fox said, he said, if you look Prince in the eyes, you automatically turn gay for a second. He said that nigga's attractive. What the fuck? Yo, nah, man.
And he's
nah.
petite, so he like pint size. You know,
yo.
Like, he's just right. He's petite. He like good loving. You could just dip him and pick him up and... smack it down. All that.
That little nigga's probably dropping hella dick off and mad chicks. Like, he probably got the game. You know, he all soft. He talk all soft and all that. No, man, he just start blinking and bitches just get
the
naked.
Panties just drop.
They don't get nothing out of it either.
But the funny thing about it, they got a dude. Well, it's multiple dudes now coming out of woodwork that they're his illegitimate child. That he, you know, purchases that their daddy.
It's possible. I might come out and say some shit. I need a couple of dollars. But, hey.
A couple of dollars. I am not mad, but it's just like, let that nigga rest in peace. It ain't even been 2 weeks.
Didn't they cremate him?
They cremated him.
ASAP. That nigga died at 7 o'clock. They cremated that nigga at 7:09. Ain't that a
nigga?
Man,
you giving him too much time. I think like 7:04, he was done. Like...
They said, autopsy, nah. Put that thing in the oven.
But the funny thing is, it's like, were they trying to cover something up? Like, the word on the street is that he had the monster.
AIDS, for those who don't know.
The monster. The monster. Something that, you know, I ain't even trying to get close to. But the monster, the beast took him out.
Uh-huh.
Don't know if it's true.
Allegedly.
We got to use allege because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the word on the street was.
You know what? I don't think so.
You don't think he had the monster?
Nah.
I don't think
he had the monster. I think he was just, ironically, all this happened when, you know, with somebody's masters and all that, and he got his masters back. And, you know, the people that actually owned his masters, what, Warner Brothers or whatever, I could be wrong, whatever.
I think it was Sony.
Sony, whoever it is, they make these big stars. Get their masters so their kids could eat off this shit. So So the moment you take them to court, like, yo, I want all my shit, they're like, okay, you can have it, but we're going to get your ass up out of here. You ain't going to be able to enjoy that. My opinion. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
All that shit.
Allegedly. What else is going on in the news?
What else? Damn, we went from Braxton to
We gotta just go all around the world and come back again.
What else happened?
I got one for you.
What's that?
You heard? I don't even know his name. The dude that was in the club on a Tuesday. Love McConan.
Yeah.
You know that nigga dropped like 500 pounds. He like print size right now.
Oh, then he got the allegedly. He might have the
the monster.
The monster. Prince ain't losing no weight. This nigga dead. They trying to say nah. He got something. He got something.
But this is a funny shit. Like, he lost the weight. He's sexy now. He doing videos with his shirt out, shirtless, I should say. And he's going at Drake. Like, he was signed to OVO or whatever the fuck Drake called his label. OVO or whatever. And now he's throwing shots at Drake.
Oh, my God.
And he said that Drake fucked with him more when he was fat. So now that he's small and sexy.
Oh, he's trying to say he's jealous now.
He's jealous.
If y'all get your used to be fat ass out of here, like, nigga, don't try to come up with my name. Now you slim down. Now you want everybody attention. Get the fuck. Nah, Drake should put that nigga out of order.
Yo, he left Drake's OVO shit. Now he's signed to Epic directly because I think it was OVO / Epic. Now it's just Epic.
Epic. I mean, that's not right. That's not right. Like, Drake probably helped this dude and did all. I don't know, but I'm assuming that he probably helped him out. And Drake probably told him to go lose some fucking weight. And he go lose some weight, he get a couple of bros in his DMs. Now he don't know how to act.
Now, I mean, if you an artist, you a rapper, would you be a fucking offended if your boss, the label head, say, nigga, you got to drop some pounds?
Didn't they do that to Kelly Price?
They did.
And they got her fat ass, used to be fat. Well, no, she's still fat, right? She lost it, and then
she's
smaller
fat,
than.
Thick. Because before she was obese, now she's just thick.
And how fat? She could sing.
She could sing.
But,
her
you know,
ass.
Them regulators was like, nah, yo, you too fat. We got. The only time when Aaliyah was out,
mm-hmm.
They're like, bitch, you better get Aaliyah size. Get the fuck out of here. Okay,
what? And at first, she don't succeed. Lose that fucking weight. But they've been doing that forever. I don't know if you remember, like, back in the day, CNC Music Factory.
Yeah.
What's her name? Marsha Walsh. I think that's her name. Don't run at me if I got the name wrong. But anyway, they put somebody else in the video because she was fat as fuck.
See?
That's the woman that was singing, It's Raining Men.
Oh.
Yeah, she did the backgrounds to that song, to CNC Music Factory shit.
Wow.
But they couldn't put her in the video.
Because she was fat.
Because she was fat.
That's what it did to that nigga, I bet. I bet you.
You know what I'm saying? And then if you want to get even a little, it's still back in the day, but LL, that song he had, I'm doing it and doing it and doing it.
Uh-huh.
The chick that was really rapping the girl part,
uh-huh.
She was pregnant or whatever, or just had a baby or something. And then he wouldn't let her in the video. He got a chick.
See?
So it's like,
I can't wait for Beyonce to get fat.
Do you really think that bitch is going to allow her herself? That bitch is in a treadmill while she's sleeping. Do you really think?
Yo, I'm telling you, man, that shit is. Who said you can't be fat on TV? Oh, you know who else, too? Monique.
Monique, she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, wasn't she doing it for the fat bitches? I'm fat, I'm fat, dog, you skinny bitches. Now look at her. This bitch like 120 pounds. Get the fuck out.
Dumb bitches be lying.
For real.
Dumb bitches be lying. Listen, I need you guys to call in 646-787-1981. Holla. You know, we're trying to make a very entertaining show. We're trying to keep y'all entertained. And I promise that's what we are here for. Give us a call, 646-787-1981. What else, Moss?
What else was on? I'm still stuck on Birdman fucking with Toni Braxton. I'm going backwards right now. I'm stuck on that.
You're stuck on that?
Yeah, man. That's some respect my name, man.
Put some.
She had to put some respect on it with a K.
Birdman. I think Birdman is into other shit. I don't think that Toni Braxton is what he likes. I could be wrong.
I think,
allegedly.
I think he need one of them white girls that's like with like green hair and shit like that. Like he into that type of way. I mean, he kissed other men and don't think nothing wrong. He kissed other men on the mouth and don't think nothing's wrong with
like
it.
Like this?
Yeah, like he put his mouth on Lil Wayne and a couple of them Cash Money niggas.
Did they slip tongue or just mwah, peck?
Fuck it. It don't matter. It don't matter. He could have, nah. You don't kiss another, your lips don't touch another man's lips.
Period.
So with that being said, he need a white girl with some green hair, that paint her toenails black, that bite her regular nails. Like, bitch ain't got no nail, like, them little nubs. You
them
know,
stubs.
Yeah, them ugly shits. That drive a Fiat. Like, he needs some shit
he
like
needs
that.
Something
like
that.
He needs, yeah.
I gotcha. Man, these Hollywood motherfuckers is crazy.
That's what money. Nah, I ain't gonna say money and do that to you. Because some shit, some people is born like that. Like, if Birdman is allegedly gay or whatever he is.
Allegedly.
Because I don't want them to come to sue me. I don't have no money for that anyway. Yo, I think that shit is in their genes. I don't think money really changed people like that.
Hmm.
Like, if you, like, Birdman, if he, like I said, if he's allegedly gay or whatever it is, and if he like men and don't think nothing's wrong with it, I think his great-great-great-grandfather was like that. Like, just certain things that you just don't do.
Like kissing.
You just don't wake up in the morning like, I'm going to go kiss. The first time he kissed a nigga, like, what was going through his brain?
Maybe it was done to him, yeah, right?
It's in his genes.
It's in his blood.
Telling you.
Listen. I ain't got nothing against the gays. I love the gays. You know, the gays is okay with me. So whatever you are, what is what you are. But the whole music scene is kind of soft right now.
Yeah.
Like, Young Thug is running a rap game, and this nigga wear the clothes that I wear.
He wear clothes that your child wear. Hey. That nigga clothes. Yo, this nigga is slim as hell, man. I don't know what, yo, this he got to be like a buck 10, like 6'5", and want to be seen.
But did you see the video of this nigga boxing? He was like this. He was doing a hook. Like.
Yo, he got a nerve to talk all this shit? Man, yeah. Listen, somebody going to put that little skinny nigga on his ass.
And I think he didn't know. It was Rich Homie Quan that did. And I think they like twins, because I think when Rich Homie Quan first came out, I was kind of feeling him. I was like, yo, this dude is really official. And it seemed like he morphed into Young Thug, because now he got the dreads, and they colored out, and
can't understand
ass.
What he's saying.
Exactly. Did you hear the freestyle that he did?
Oh, yeah, on Tim Westwood, I think it was. You see, somebody else did a freestyle on there. And they did the same exact thing. It's something about Tim Westwood. I won't go on there.
You think it's a Tim Westwood thing, or it's just motherfuckers can't rap thing?
I think it's a little bit of both. Matter of fact, the Penda nigga, he did a freestyle on it.
Penda.
I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Like, you think that's a setup? Like, they know that them niggas ain't going to do right,
yeah.
So they pushing them to...
Because he always have a bunch of non-rapping-ass people on his show, and the niggas that could rap, he don't let them freestyle.
Oh, my, that's the setup. That's the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
All right, we're going to set these niggas up, and then we're going to YouTube it. We're going to put it on a website, and this is going to be the talk of the town. Like,
yep.
Who told? But you know what? I respect people that go on shows. If you're an artist and you at least attempt to freestyle. Because not everybody can freestyle, right?
Uh-huh.
I get that. But it's a lot of niggas that go on shows and don't even... attempt to freestyle. Now, I can't do that right now.
Yeah.
So let this nigga try.
I see. No, but it's you got to be 10 steps ahead of people. If you're doing shows, you're doing interviews, write some bars that's not on your CD, and when you get there, you just spit them bars. Nobody know they're a freestyle or not.
But the funny thing is, I've seen that happen. They was like, what's the guy's name? He signed with Diddy. Not Font. Montana, Fifth Ave, what's his name? Troy Ave.
Troy. I don't think he signed to him, though.
Okay, whatever. He was on some show, I think it was Sway in the Morning, he was supposed to be doing a freestyle, and this motherfucker, I'm going to give you 15, 16 bars, I don't know how it goes, and the nigga that he brought with him is doing his ad-libs, and he's saying his work. If this a freestyle, how the hell you know what he going to say? I'm going to the... Yeah.
They like, store.
Yeah. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, niggas be faking.
Like,
but
who you are.
if I'm going to fake it, I ain't going to put my man in it. We both not going to fake it. Like, yo, bro, look, when
like,
I fit this
fall
shit,
back.
Shush, let me get this off, and we're going to leave. We're going to do another interview, and I might spit the same shit. But don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. Act like this shit brand new.
Man.
Brand new.
I can't deal with these new rappers.
I can't either.
I like Troy Ave, though.
I like that song that he had out.
You see he going at Joey Badass?
Nah, I don't really. See, I don't even follow hip-hop like that no more. So enlighten me.
Joey Badass said some subliminal shit about him and the whole independent route and all that, because Troy Ave would be independent. Troy Ave jumped out the window and started dissing him. Then he started talking about Joey Badass' homie that killed himself. That committed suicide.
Damn.
Yeah. I like that type of shit, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit was hot.
Is it, like, off limits? You don't think some shit should be off limits?
Nah. You gotta be prepared for what you know what I mean? It's consequences behind anything you say to somebody. So if he called Joey Badass, like, yo, you a fag, Joey Badass gonna react to it. I don't know how he gonna react to it, but whatever. But, yeah, I like that. I like that shit had me like, yeah.
You was feeling that.
Hell yeah. It was fucked up, but I was feeling that shit.
You was nodding to that shit?
Man, I got that shit on my phone now.
Nah, I think some shit's got to be off limit. Like, you know how, like, when you go to prison, like, it's criminal, but it's honor amongst criminals. And one thing that they don't give you passes with is, like, fucking with kids or women. Like, some shit is just, like, off.
Yeah, definitely.
You know.
I agree with that.
Because I think Styles P dealt with something like that. I think his daughter, last year committed suicide.
Yeah.
And I can't see someone bringing that up. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to deal. Once you said, you got to be prepared to.
The consequences.
Yeah. Like, it's just. That's why I say it's no limit to this shit.
Gotcha.
There's no limit.
Yo, switch it. Are you catching up with the NBA?
Yeah. I'm fucking with it.
It was a little bit of controversy about D-Wade. Did you hear about what happened with D-Wade? So D-Wade, he has this routine where he has to make the buckets before, they do their national anthem. So he has to make a certain amount of buckets, and he'll keep shooting the ball until he makes the buckets. So long story short, he didn't make the buckets, and everybody else was getting in line so they could do the national anthem and all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
So while they was doing the old Canadian anthem, this dude shooting threes with his little China sneakers on. He's shooting threes with his China sneakers on. And he caught a lot of flack saying, yo, you disrespectful to Canada. How you going to be shooting threes? So he pretty much said, yo, I ain't a disrespectful person. This is my normal routine, blah, blah, blah. And I feel that. I don't think you never hear D-Wade into any bullshit. But to hash all of that and just nip it in the bud from the get-go, from the rip, he should have just apologized.
Yeah, but fuck that. Like, America's too sensitive. Like, all he did was shoot the ball while they was, you know what I mean? That's too sensitive for me.
But you know, if they had a... I don't know. Who's a Canadian basketball player in the league right now?
I don't know.
But if it was a Canadian motherfucker.
Drake. That nigga always at the court side.
You know what I'm saying? He's the 12th man on the Raptors. And I think they asked him to go home. Wade's going to make sure, them Canadian niggas go home.
I hope they do send them boys home.
Who you got this year? Who you think coming out in the East?
I got Cleveland.
Cleveland, okay.
Yeah. As long as they can stay healthy, I got Cleveland.
The West?
I don't know, because San Antonio, them boys, they too quiet, yo. Before you know it, like, half of the season be gone, they be like, it's number two seed. You be like, what the fuck? I ain't see these niggas on my TV all season. Nobody talked about them, no nothing. And then here they come, tearing shit up. But I don't know, I'm going to say Cavs and San Antonio.
San Antonio? So you think San Antonio is going to get past OKC?
Hell yeah.
I don't know. Durant showed up.
Yeah.
He showed up last game.
He did.
And to me, but he don't got that champion kill, Like, I can't stand Kobe, that snitch dude. But Kobe got that instinct of a killer. Like, he smelled blood, he going in. Durant don't, he not made from that cloth.
I think so.
out.
It's that fucking, what's that, the Geico Lizard looking nigga. The Russell Westbrook, I can't stand that nigga.
Russie?
I think he's the weak link. Like, bro, you're not Batman of the team. You're Robin. But he want to be Batman so bad.
But I feel you on that, but that nigga got that killer instinct. He go for the kill. And I think he lacks where Durant doesn't have it. Durant may be a better overall player than him, but I think as far as that killer instinct, I'm trying to, that's Westbrook.
Yeah, he goes off sometimes, but he easily, man, you hit Westbrook like 2-3 times, it takes him out of his game because he get mad and he want to get all, takes him out of his game.
He's emotional.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, and I think he do shit. You know, he's like, he be trying to, like, tough shit because he know the camera's on him. I think he one of them type niggas.
Maybe. Listen, I need y'all guys to call in. Holla at us. We about to get into our main discussion. 646-787-1981. We're going to take a hot, quick break. Listen to a song. My new shit right now, it ain't nothing popping in up north, so.
You crazy.
I'm smashing to, you know, that down south shit. So. All right, listen to this song, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on the regular.
Cash.
Hitting my plug on the Sally. Tell my ex bitch that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rari. Key 36 by my side. I'ma go bake me a pie. Key 45 on my side. Fuck with my niggas, you die. All of my niggas say blood.
Yeah.
All of my niggas say cuz. OG, I found me a plug.
G.
I got it straight out the mug.
G.
Keep it 100,
no
books. I'm feeling low with the drugs.
Yeah.
Busting it down in the tub. Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in the kitchen with my arm. My pitcher rolling on his glisten. I'm a donut kissing. Niggas steady tripping, so I steady gripping. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. I don't fuck with phony, about to sell a pony. All these niggas on me, all these bitches on me. Say my price is good, motherfucker. Yeah. Show. Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Winning, bought a Nana, living with my trap money. A million up, but still ain't never touched my rap money.
Now
I'm out in LA, fucking with that boy OT.
What's poppin'?
Flew to LA, got a plug on that OG. You know I been getting money, if you know me.
You know that.
When I first met my plug, I told him I pissed for 100 G's.
What?
I ain't coming to get it unless you got 100 P's. I don't want it, fuck it. Your price, you need to cut it.
Nah.
Your ice, you need to tuck it. She f*** with me, she lucky.
Yeah.
A half a million, all 20s in that Gucci luggage. Let's skip the small talk.
Hey.
It's time to talk numbers.
Hey.
Young nigga playing with commas. Might go get a lamp for the summer.
Uh-huh.
I been at you in these streets all my life.
Hustling.
My beefing, then I'm beefing wrong, but right on busting. My trap house, I love it. Put some forges on my old school and I had to cut it.
What?
But should I put a roof in it?
Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it. it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Real Bob for apples type, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't mind putting my legs up, you know what I'm saying? Like that's okay.
So you don't mind tongue action? Is what
yeah, I don't mind.
Okay. You don't mind getting your ass eaten?
Yeah, not at all.
Man,
are you kidding me? Come on, man. Come on,
Bradley,
man.
Get a brother in here. Keep it 100.
Get in here.
Hey, we ain't got a seat, Tay. We ain't got a seat.
Put my legs up and. You know, it felt compromising. It felt compromising at first,
mm-hmm.
But then I just, you know, I let go. And that's...
Let go.
And it was tickling at first.
Oh my gosh!
You know, by about like 10 minutes later, you know, I was, get it.
Do you request
get
it?
Get it. Get in there. Get it. I was spreading the cheeks for whatever. Get it all the way in. Huh?
Do you request it now?
No, I don't request
it.
I don't think you can be in the club, you know what I'm saying? Look, well, I'm going to let you eat this ass later, you know what I'm saying? If you really you show up the right way, I'm going to let you
but
get to this.
But the problem is, what if, you know, you've been out all day, she did that in the car, not at home after you
No,
showered.
I wasn't out all day. I just to preface it, I took in the shower. I was going to pick her up.
Oh, okay. So you just got
to fresh.
Yeah.
She was
fresh.
Oh,
no, I was fresh. I was fresh.
Booty was cool.
Thank God.
Right.
Yeah, I don't play. Real Bob for apples type.
So that was Tink, right? He was on a Breakfast Club.
Wow.
And basically he was saying that he had no problem letting his woman do what she got to do. Like, he has no problem with putting his legs up and letting her take him there. So, Ma, what's good with that? Like,
man, that nigga is allegedly gay.
Allegedly.
Don't listen. As a man, your legs just don't go a certain way. You don't put your legs up for nothing. There's only two ways to eat an ass, right? Either you get on all fours or you put your legs up. Those two positions, a man is not supposed to. Nah, that's not supposed to happen like that.
But you can't be sexist. Anything a man can do, a woman can do, and whatever a woman can do, a man can do.
Mm-mm.
So if he's on all fours.
You don't toot your booty in the air as a man.
No.
No.
Not
no.
So, okay, what if you ain't had to toot your booty? You know, let's just say you're on the bed and you kind of slide down a little bit, and your girl, right, was into that, right? And she was like, hey, Moss, let me get that ass tonight.
Nah.
You know, you telling me you wouldn't slide down a little bit?
Nah. No.
Is that fruity to you?
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
Fruity.
This is a faggot, yeah. Men don't do that. Like, you don't put your fucking legs, you don't put your body in any type of position that a female would do. You don't do what females do. Nah.
But, like, we in 2016, right? And people been experimenting with different sexual positions for a long time. You know, in 2016, it's a problem for a man to get his groceries taken care of?
Nah, man. You stay away from a man ass, man. Matter of fact, I'll put it like this. If y'all agree with what I'm saying, or even if y'all disagree, call up 646-787-1981. Let me know what y'all think. Tell me if I'm wrong. You know what I mean? Don't know dudes, brother. No. You stay away from a man's ass.
Listen, I know a few men that have admitted, you know, that they got it done, you know.
And then you heard him talk about something. I'm telling her to get it. Who say that? Females. I'm telling you, yo, y'all better watch out for Tank.
Get it.
Come on, man. Nah. Don't know.
And he make sure that he nice and clean.
See, that's the cover up. That's the cover up. That's to try to throw people off. No, I'm still stuck on you talking about you put your legs up and you tell her to get it. Don't try to sprinkle some sprinkles on some shit because it's still going to be shit. I make sure I'm clean. No. You don't put your legs up whether your ass is clean or dirty, nigga.
So, So we won't. I just imagine that we won't see Moss, you know, with his all four and getting his ass lit. No. No, so you gotta at least try something once.
I'm not, no.
To this it, you know?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. No, don't touch my booty. Like, that's, nah.
No? Okay, man, she ain't sticking her fingers in it.
I don't care, because that's what's gonna happen next.
Okay. You know what? This is the funny thing about it. I think, because you know, that area in a man is really sensitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, just allegedly, I think a lot of niggas won't try it because they think they will like it. As a matter of fact, I think they know they will like it, and they will think, people will think, that allegedly, that they gay.
Nah, I ain't gonna be able to sleep at night. I'm gonna be sleeping like with a little blanket, like shivering, knowing I just got my booty in. No,
but
I'm not doing
like,
that.
And you'll be torn because you feel it one kind of way, but you know that it was good.
Nah, yo, I done messed up the Jones name.
And Moss gonna be like, get it.
You
get it.
Nah, man, nah. Don't come around. You know, it's probably niggas that do come around me that probably had their booty in.
At least once.
Oh, my God.
At least once.
Nah, I'm good.
So, I mean, I don't know if I would do that. That's not my forte. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can look at my man the same way if he acts.
Oh, no, you were just co-signing it. You were just...
But I'm open to people, you know, doing it. Men, I don't necessarily say, oh, he's a fag or, you know, alleged he likes men or homosexual activity because, you know, he likes to get his salt tossed every once in a while.
When I always say things, it always turns to something else. It don't matter what it is. Like, once you start experimenting with whoever you sleeping with, y'all going to try new things. So after he get his booty in, next thing you know, she going to put her finger in there.
But
then next thing you know, she going to be coming in with toys. Like, let's put this on there. Like, it's going to go to the next level. Before you know it, you going to like things in your ass as a man.
Listen, hey, Moss, you ever watch, do you watch Shameless?
Nah.
Oh, my God, that shit is like the best show. It comes on.
Maybe eating
Showtime.
Ass on
there. They eating ass. But the thing about it, just kind of mimicking what you said, like the main character, I don't know his name. His name is Frank, my bad. He was with this sadistic woman, and what her fetish was, she liked to put dildos up in his ass. Right? Everybody got something. That was her thing. And she liked big black ones up in his ass.
See?
And my thing was, he's so sick and so crazy that he wanted a place to live and a room of food that he was letting her fuck his ass up.
See?
So do you think it started with just a toe and it led to Mandingo?
Or he just might like it shit in his ass, period. It's probably in his genes. His great-great-grandfather probably likes stuff in his ass. And it just passed down. Like, you never know.
You think it's genetic? Like, come on. This is what granddaddy used to do back in the day.
His great-great-granddaddy was probably, you know, a little moist-ass old nigga. Letting all the ladies on the block play in his booty. And there it is.
Play in the booty.
And it just trickled down to him. Now he's letting people play in his booty. Or it might have started from just a lick or two. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Just don't tell nobody. And then, you know, he's like, oh, this is good. And then he yelling, get it. See, nah.
Get it.
Shit,
listen.
It always turned ugly.
Whatever you like, you like. I think if I could respect the man that could say, like, I respect Tank. Because he could admit it. Because a lot of these niggas getting their ass eaten and waiting for their girl to do it. They won't ask for it, but they'll be, if he say, oh, let me do this. Get it, ass in the ear.
Nah, man.
You know what I'm saying? So I respect that he can say, yo, I'm into this. This is what I like. I can respect that. Because a lot of dudes won't put that out there.
Yeah. And those the main ones you got to watch out for. Like, if that's what you do, then that's what you do. Like, I'm just stating my opinion and shit that I won't do. And, you know, I mean, if that's what he liked, then that's what he liked.
See, you haven't found the right girl that'll turn your ass up.
What? Ain't no. What? I've been turned out since the first day I had. The first time I had sex. I've been turned out ever since. All that eating that shit, that shit is not going down. Never.
Not
nah.
happening?
Nah.
Never?
Never.
Hmm.
Never. Never.
We need y'all. We want to know what you think. Give us a call. Man, because this is deep. 646-787-1981. I want to know, are you letting the lady put the tongue, the tip, in the booty? It don't have to be the whole tongue. It just be like a little.
It don't matter.
A lick.
That shit came with a noise. A noise.
Like a Tootsie Roll. A one, a two, three.
Man. Yeah, man. Call up, man.
Call up. We waiting to hear from you guys. See what's going on. Man, it's just been a lot going on in this. Yo, what's up with the Kardashians? You know the son, Rob, got Black China pregnant. So he wifing his sister's baby daddy.
That whole you know what it is? That family is fucked up in the head. Period. I don't give a fuck. They all fucked up in the head.
And but like she pregnant. She's about to drop his baby, his seed.
Ain't that like Tiger baby mama or some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like China is Tiger's baby mama. Tiger's blowing out the little Jenner girl, and Rob is banging out the. So like, Rob is like the stepdaddy,
uncle.
Like I can't catch up with it.
Yo, they gotta chill out with that shit, cause somebody gonna catch an infection. Rob allegedly gonna catch a rash. And they're going to pass it on to everybody in the house. I'm trying to tell you, that's some nasty,
see,
freaky shit right there.
That's why I think the Kardashians are so crazy. I think that's why Lamar, you know, allegedly had his incident. Because Lamar was just, like, going nutty with all this shit.
Lamar said, I can't keep up with these motherfuckers. I'm going to smoke me some crack, allegedly.
Hey, allegedly. You know, see, we don't know. We just allege. It's just, you know, we don't know.
Did he die and come back?
He did.
Holy shit.
He saw the sign and all that.
That nigga flat. They don't put him in a body bag. That nigga stood up like the Undertaker at WrestleMania 15 and shit. Oh, that nigga died and came back.
He saw Wilt the Stilt and was like, man, I got to get back in there. Yo, but the funny thing is, before this incident, I saw him on TMZ or something like that. And he was like going in on the paparazzi and basically saying, you know, this ain't right. That nigga still could play ball, and because of the Kardashian situation, nobody want to mess with him. But he like 40.
Listen, man. Who's his dealer? You know that nigga got cake. I wish I could sell some drugs to these celebrities, man. I swear.
Allegedly.
No. Fuck that. Nah, allegedly. I'm just playing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, you know. I'm just
so, because we don't know.
We don't know. He probably just stressed out.
Yeah, stressed out, you know.
He probably just get headaches all the time and shit like
pretty
that.
Pretty much. But you know his father, cokehead.
Allegedly.
You know.
Allegedly.
Well, he was on the show talking about his drug problems, right?
I don't know. Was he?
He was.
Oh, well, fuck it.
I saw a snippet.
Oh, yeah. He did.
His father looked like he about 20 pounds. No lie. He really tall but skinny. He got that look. You know that look, right?
That unk.
That, yeah.
That, I got this cell right here. Unk come with straight money.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
Got that look.
That look. Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? He got that look. So, but I don't know what it is about these Kardashians. They be turning motherfuckers out. And I don't even think Kanye been the same since he been messing with Kim. Kim put that Kardashian puss on him, and that nigga, I don't even think his music the same.
Didn't that nigga have contacts recently?
He did.
Putting his eyes.
With like a diamond studded jean jacket, a rhinestone.
Kanye, take your ass to sleep, man.
Kanye used to be ill. Like, I respect Kanye because he says whatever he wants to say, but now it's like, what are you doing, Kanye?
I think he really went crazy after his mom's passed away.
Yeah, that was the start of it.
Next thing you know, that nigga on MTV, like, George Bush don't care about black people. Like, he was just, And then he jump up on stage with the little white girl and talk about Beyonce shit was better and all that. And then he walking at the stop sign. Nigga hit his head on the stop sign. And they gonna get mad at the nigga with the camera.
With the camera, the pops around. Crazy. This is Hollywood. Like, yeah, Hollywood crazy. You know, I want to say to y'all, like, I'm really trying to start this blog, midnightconvos.com. I want y'all to check it out. I did a couple of posts. I'm looking for people that write, that blog, that want to get down. I ain't got no money to pay you, but if you want to showcase your talents, definitely email me, reach out to me. My Twitter is Our Queen Tiffany. Hit me on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole, Mallstat. What's your contact?
Everything. Mallstat, everything.
Everything.
I don't be on Twitter no more, but I mean, you can still hit me on there. I respond. I get the tweet, but you know, Instagram, Mallstat, Facebook, Moss Jones. Just hit me up.
So like, we really are creating a movement. Like, it's more to come with our show.
Yeah.
Like, we got a lot of things pending.
Mm-hmm.
So we need y'all to be on this wave with us. But I really want people. I'm really trying to do my blog. And I really want to support black businesses. I want to support people and highlight what people are doing. Like, if you got a business or you're doing something good in the community, I want to showcase that on my blog. If you ain't got no fucking job and you just on the internet, come write me a blog. Midnightconvos.com. Check it out. I need you to share it. I need you guys to help us help y'all be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to drop some knowledge, or we ain't just all fun and games. We got a fucking mind, and
mm-hmm.
we're gonna be talking about a lot of different topics. We got some things pending next week. Hopefully, it goes through this interview that I've been, you know, trying to work on. So we got a lot of things on the works. So make sure you check out my blog, midnightconvos.com. Check us out on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. On Twitter, I ain't really on Twitter too much, but like Maul said, I'll get the response and the tweet, and I'll tweet you back. I think it's tweet. Our Queen Tiffany on Twitter. I'm still stuck on niggas in the ass. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, shit, because you know that's not regular.
Listen, it's all about perspective. What's regular for me ain't regular for, like Jay said, what you eat don't make me shit. So if it's a regular activity in your household, it may not be on mine, but I ain't knocking nobody.
I'm knocking every man. Every person that call himself, every dude that call himself a man, I'm 100% man, then you got your legs behind your head.
When you're making it sound fruity, but I mean, there's ways that you can get taste. Get a little taste, and it don't have to be fruity looking. Like, you could be in a seat and just scoot over. I don't know. Slouch down.
Yo, y'all just seen her scoot just now? Yo.
Yeah. I'm doing a lot of demonstrations, but you can't really see me. If you saw me, you'd probably be like, what the fuck is going on? But I don't know.
Yo, man. Nah, man. No dude, please. No. Like, if you do it, then so be it. Like, that's... For me, no, that's not right.
Miana.
That's not right.
It's not going down in the Moss Jones household.
Nah.
He will not be letting you...
I would not...
Taste the glory hole.
I would not have a moist ass. I would not have a wet spot. See? Women, you leave the women with the wet spot. The females, the females don't leave no man with no wet spot. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Your booty all moist and
wet.
You might as well tell her lay in the wet spot. Yeah.
Y'all take turns.
Man.
Like, it's you tonight, boo boo. Bend over.
That's your juices. No female not supposed to say that to no man. Like, he tell you, like, yo man, you gonna lay in the wet spot a little? That's your juices. Like, you that came from out of you. Like, nah, man, nah. That don't even sound right. That don't sound right. A man leaving the wet spot.
Can you imagine your girl or some chick that you hanging out with, you chilling with, text you. You get that text and you be like, hey, are we going to hook up tonight? And then you keep reading on and, you know, ooh, I want you to get ready, clean that ass, because I'm going to do you good, daddy.
And I'm not even going to think of it. I ain't going to think of her talking about clean my ass because she gonna eat it. I think she gonna say just clean your ass up. You know, you probably been running all day. You probably did some mechanic work or some shit. All right, cool. I'm gonna go take the shower, and if she try that shit, I'm gonna be on the run.
You gonna be on the run?
Yeah.
So if you doing your thing, and she's like, like Prince.
I'm gonna throw an elbow across her nose. I'm gonna cut her shit. Like, nah, you don't do that.
No, and you know what? We can finally do the shit that y'all do to us. Relax. It'll be okay.
Nah, hold on. Now you talking to me like I'm a whore. Like,
just relax. Just let this.
Don't say
it'll
that
be
to
okay.
me. Because now you make me feel like. Way less of a man, like way less. Nah, you
like
know.
Your manhood just went.
Yeah, I'm no longer a man. I just dropped down
and got your ego.
I'm like
on.
Down like 25% just by you talking to me like that. But females know who they can say that to and who they can't.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Chicks know.
Chicks know.
They know. Like they can sense it. Like he's like, this nigga, he walk kind of funny. Let me just throw a little gay joke out there. Like, you know what I mean? See how he take it. He just laugh it off. Ha, ha, ha. No, you're supposed to check that shit.
You got to check
it. If you entertain the gay joke, best believe she going to try your ass.
But why is, I just don't understand why eating ass, a man getting their ass taste, you know, is gay.
I'm not going to say it's gay. I'm going to say it's not right.
It's not right.
But you have to do some gay moves to get your ass ate.
Allegedly, you know. Allegedly. Because, you know, to me, you know, you do what you do. I don't know what a gay move
is,
Mo. Tiffany is,
like, hella freaky.
I
like,
don't,
she probably be on some, let's use this.
Listen, but I can damn sure tell you what I'm not doing. I ain't putting my tongue where the sun don't shine. I can guarantee you that shit.
You doing it tonight. You up there talking all this.
I'm getting ready. Get
all
ready,
this
bae.
Big cocaine shit. Soon as the show over, somebody gonna have their booty tooted in your bedroom.
Well, I do at night when the babies go to sleep. Nobody got damn business. Ain't nobody got damn business.
This girl off the job.
Listen. It is. And yo, it was a boxer. From Philly.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know his name. Mufasa, some shit. I don't know. But he's a Philly boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the illest shit. He had some geeky the gay porn.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And first, this dude was lying.
Yep.
He was lying.
He got drugged.
They drugged
something,
him.
Something, yeah.
And they sent him home with money.
Mm-hmm.
And the story just had mad holes, like Swiss holes, so many holes.
Uh-huh. See?
And then it came out that he's a gay American.
See?
In America, in
See?
Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked boys. And mind you, he got about 20 kids.
See?
But that's the shit that I can't stand. That be having these babies and fronting like they don't like dick.
And he can fight. Nigga's a pro boxer.
He's a pro boxer. He ain't a good boxer. Nigga, like, lost more than he won.
He fucked the average nigga up. He'd knock a nigga out.
And he ain't no little dude.
He'd knock the nigga out, and dude would wake up, and he'd be riding that nigga.
But my thing is, it's like, I don't like them down-low niggas.
Those are the ones that be having the...
The monster.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
That UPS package.
That, yeah.
That shit get delivered to your ass, boy.
ASAP.
Don't open that.
ASAP.
You get that FedEx, boy. That's your ass. Boy.
Like,
open that shit. I'm telling you.
You got to sign for that. It's designated for
you.
You
sign for that package. That's your ass.
You know
that's
going to
be the last package you ever get.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's the only thing I don't like. I don't like it's them down low mother chuckers. Like, be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. But don't be fronting. Don't be having 20 babies, and when your baby mama go to work, you in there doing a broke back mountain.
In your backyard in a tent.
Yeah.
See, and that be the cover up, like, niggas, like, you know somebody probably told, like, yo, he's gay, like, me and him did this, that, and the third together. And they probably like, what? That nigga just had, like, 4 babies last year. Like, it's always, they always trying to cover it up. No. That nigga got, like, 11 kids, and if it was up to him, he'd get pregnant because he like niggas coming in him.
Allegedly.
No. She admitted. We saw the porn.
You saw the porn?
Not the whole thing.
Well, how much time you watched?
6 seconds. And three of them, my back was turned. I just happened to turn around. What's that? Oh, no, we got to eject that. We got to shut that down.
Oh, my God.
Now, I seen an interview with the nigga, and he was just talking about, you know, he was scared to come out because of his kids and all that, this, that, blah, blah, blah. Bro, why you go shoot a porn then? Why you going to do that?
He needs the money. He got 20 kids, and he getting knocked out left to right, so we got to pay them some bills. He got to pay for that formula and that similar.
He better go get on the system.
Yeah, well, shit. For 20 kids, that wick ain't coming fast enough. You know what I'm saying?
That check, though, that first of the month, he probably get like 11 G's and shit. Like.
Must be nice. You know, when I was in college, man, I was struggling and shit. And I was trying to go get some food stamps, and they wouldn't get that shit to me. I was struggling.
Because you probably was making a pretty penny.
No, it wasn't, man. But I couldn't get it. But Tay-Tay did. And I'm like, man, it's discriminatory. If you make like $2 over that little line, they won't give you nothing. Nothing.
I wish I could get that shit.
Yeah.
But they be having waiting lists and all that shit. Like, come on, why I gotta wait for it? Just put me on it. Let me just go up and give me a card, make sure it works, and I'm going to
give me my little card, and I'll be in there getting all the fish and seafood.
What? And mad chicken patties and shit.
Listen, I was, you know, I don't know if they still trying to do this, but allegedly, they were trying to, like, prevent people that's getting food stamps, you know, from using it on seafood and things like that. Like, how you gonna have filet mignon and snapper in your cart and you using an EBT card? Because that's what my taste buds.
You know why? Because that shit is not real fish. That's why. it's some people that's in the factory just putting a whole bunch of shit together. Niggas putting all types of meat,
grinding it together,
what?
And putting an eyeball.
You think you gonna get that real fish?
But they trying to block it. Like, they don't want people with, you know, EBT cards to have seafood. Like, they supposed to only just eat pork, clog their arteries, and die off?
You eat oodles and noodles.
Ooh.
Hot dogs. And that's all you can get.
Shit.
And you might be able to get some red meat that they might call steak. But it's really not no steak.
And it's the toughest shit to bite. Like, you have been chewing that shit forever. You just end up spitting it out.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, though. Ain't something wrong with the meat, but ain't nothing wrong with being on the system.
No,
that's,
not
that
at
shit
all.
Is free money. It's... People be embarrassed. People be embarrassed. That shit is free everything. What?
You know what? I'll be bougie with my shit, though. If I got a car, I'll be real bougie. I'm going to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's.
Nah.
And I'm buying everything. And I'm like,
the whole car going to be on zero. Well, that shit expensive as hell.
You ain't
they
ever
like, yo,
lied.
Take your ass to Weston Beach. Go to ShopRite. You got to go to the dirty. You can't go to the good shop. Right? You go to the dirty one.
Which one? An EO? That shit's still dirty?
They lights is... That shit dark as hell in it. Hey, that's like an alleyway when you walk up in it.
Oh, my God. I'm scared of their day meats. Like, you be having salmonella and all types of shit. Your stomach be looking like them African babies and shit poking out.
Damn.
Like, what you eat? I don't know. I wasn't shut right.
You wake up with flies on your face. God damn it. This motherfucking steak that you got from the shot right on Main Street.
Allegedly.
Yeah, let me go. I want ShopRite knocking at my door. Who the fuck is ShopRite? I don't know, but I don't want ShopRite knocking at my door.
I don't want no problems with ShopRite. I got a homegirl that I went to high school with, Camilla Austin.
Uh-huh.
And back in the day, we used to call her Can Can because every fucking time they had that Can Can set, we used to see her go with her mama and be loading up on Can Cans. And I used to call her Can Can. So to this day, we grown as women, I still call her Can Can.
Hey, Camilla,
like,
if you listening to this, call here 646-787-1981.
Can Can. That's my homie, though.
And curse. Tiffany out for bringing up some old shit.
No, it's all good. It was her birthday not too long ago, and I said, "What up, Ken? Happy birthday!" And she just smiled. You know, she did the emoji.
Oh, that means fuck out of here. That's what. No thank you, just smile. I'm grown as I'm fucking calling me no Ken.
Word up. And me and my homegirl, every time we saw her, we do the can-can dance. Can-can.
Oh, she about to put some money out on y'all.
That's my homegirl. Big up to Camilla Austin. I'm going to tag her in this podcast so she can hear we shout her out. You know, but much respect to her. I think she was a veteran. She served her country. So shout out to Camilla Austin, a.k.a. Can-can.
Oh, my God. She know how to shoot. You better stop fucking playing.
I know. They shooting. I don't want no problem. She a veteran. She, you know, God bless her. I need her to go out there and when shit pop off. So I need to stop. I'm a erase that part. You know, I need her to go back out when it's time to go to war. Because if you fucking with Trump and you get Trump in his White House, we going to be going to war.
Trump not getting in there. That nigga talk too much. You need somebody that's going to go. They're going to get somebody that's going to. Well, me personally, I think it's going to be Hillary. I think Hillary going up in there, man.
I'm for it, man. We need a woman president.
She might get on her period and push the button. I don't know.
What? And that's so sexist. That's so sexist.
Listen.
Everybody say that. Like, they always say something in regards to her sex. She might be on her pad and she going to be, you know, do this. Or she going to be emotional.
Listen, man.
When in that time of the month comes, she just sent her VP out and be like, yo, handle this.
She gonna have cramps. She probably can't take this shit no more. I'm about to fuck China up, and she gonna push the button, and then we gonna be at war with China. And we owe them mad money. Well, they owe them mad money. I owe them niggas shit.
Yeah, well, they'll get it in dirt. They will get it in dirt. China. China.
I don't want no problems with them.
Not at all. Not in the least bit. I don't want no problem with anybody. I just want to make money.
You and me both.
Make money, vacation more, eat good, lose some weight. That's about it.
That sounds like a plan.
That sounds like a plan.
I don't know about the lose some weight part.
No?
Like the exercise 1 week, say fuck it the next.
Yeah, I'm on this 90-day RIP T90 challenge. So I'm like on day 6 right now. I'm supposed to be working out tonight, you know, after this show. So keep me in your prayers because a bitch almost died last week, my first week. I'm doing much better. But call us. We're going to give y'all a few more minutes to say y'all peace. Listen, if you don't call in tonight, it's all good. You can always catch the show. Just blogtalkradio.com/TiffanyNicole. And we're going to be doing it. So we need y'all to support us. We need y'all to check in. Check me out on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole, on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany. Mallstat, where you at on the social networking?
Instagram, Mallstat. Facebook, Malls Jones. Twitter, Mallstat. Or it might be Malls973, but, you know, just hit me up. Holler at me.
What's good? What's some parting words that we want to say?
Some important words. Man, leave the dumb shit behind you. Stop entertaining the dumb shit. You know it's dumb shit when it reach your ears. Suck your pride up. You ain't got to respond to everything, man. That's all I got to say.
What's some ideas we got? Like, we part, we about to leave, but we want to leave y'all with something so y'all could come back and check us out. So what's some ideas we've been throwing out?
Interviews. That's the main thing. We're going to do some interviews with some well-known people.
We trying to get it popping.
From underground rappers to mainstream rappers to authors, you know, just important people that y'all want to know. And what y'all could do, too, y'all can hit us up if y'all got questions or if y'all want us to try to reach out to interview somebody, hit us up and, you know, ask us, you know, hit us up with the person. And if we can make that happen, we'll let y'all send, like, I don't know, what, like 2-3 questions. That they want to know about the person?
Absolutely. You know who I want to get? I want to get, like, the fruitiest motherfucker on the show first.
What the fuck?
I want him to come right here, and we can interview him live, and I want him to show us the positions of how he gets his Solitor.
I'm going
to
be on vacation.
No, no fucking vacation.
On that.
And I want to see Moss that, you know, we're going to do a demonstration, so he's going to have to get down.
Who has it? Yeah, all
right. No, demo. studio demonstration.
I'm not going to kick him in his soft stomach. Nah. Yo, I seen this video today with these gay dudes fighting today. I don't want no problems. These niggas was fighting to the death with two Fs. Yo, they was fighting hard. Like, niggas winning. I don't even know. And all this kept saying, yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch. Like, every time they throw a punch, yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch. I'm like, oh, shit. One of the niggas I hit with the little wrist thing and all that, he was throwing that shit. I'm like, yo, these little gay niggas can fight. I want no problem with those niggas, man.
You got to have the Peter, not the Peter, like the glad people picking and shit. What's wrong with eating ass? Ain't nothing wrong with eating ass.
Yo, I want no problems, man. Come on, man.
I love the gay community. They make the best music right about now. They run in the rap game, allegedly.
Some of them niggas athletes. What was that nigga? Sam Sum that got drafted to the
That nigga, he was sucked though.
Yeah, he ain't make the team. I mean, he made the team, but he ain't play.
Sam.
I was about to say Sam Adams. Bullshit.
I know you talk about, but you know what? Before we leave, that's some fucked up shit. What happened to this guy? Because before he came out, he played for Missouri, and he was like the co defensive player of the year in the college,
mm-hmm.
like the co defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that dude had skills.
Yep.
And just because he likes to get bent over, nobody want to mess with him.
And then when he got drafted, you know how they show the family and all that. This nigga done kissed his lover. His lover is a little white boy, about 5'3". And he just kissed. I'm like, come, why you got to do that on TV?
But what's wrong with that? Like, if you got drastic and your shorty was with you, you not going to peck her? You not going to kiss her and you get emotional? Oh, man,
yeah.
I'm going to come in, come in, baby, hug her, embrace
yeah.
her.
But, nah, you don't do, another man, don't kiss another man.
But
nah.
That's just, listen, Moss.
I don't
we
care what y'all say.
2016. The 21st
century. So that makes it better?
I'm just saying that, no, it is what it is. Like, this is how people are living their lives. They're not in behind the closet, fucking closet. They out in the open on ESPN, tugging their man down.
And you see where that shit got him, right?
Yeah.
I think he live in Orange. Like, I think he live on, like, somewhere on Main. He live on top of the shot right or some shit.
He live on Main and Day.
And that shit was like the talk of the week. Like, oh, the gay first gay guy in the NFL with this, that. They ain't like that. He was like, you know, the good defensive player. They got him up out of it.
And the funny thing is, like, he make the team, and
mm-hmm.
then with all the press that he was getting, Oprah, see, Oprah, my bitch, because Oprah is all about the bigger picture. Before he was even drafted, he had a deal in place with the OWN network for him to do a reality show.
Mm.
So once he got drafted, the team was like, they were trying to nix it because they was like, it's too much pressure, too much publicity for him right now. You ain't even make the team. You ain't even earn nothing. How you going to have a show? So they kind of stopped him, prevented him from getting his check from OWN. So he don't make the team, and then y'all messing up his money with OWN. It's like he got shafted all over. Like,
see, why is when you kiss a man on TV?
Yeah, like, you know. Man, that's what And my thing is, it's like, I'm all with you being telling your truth. Be who you are. But shit, I'm going to lie a couple years until I got in it. I bet you if he didn't come out that he was gay. Michael Sam, that's his name. If he didn't come out and say that he was gay, he suppressed it for a couple of years. Get all the dick that you want. Just don't tell nobody for a couple of years. Make the Pro Bowl. Make the All-Star game. All that. You would have been good money.
See?
But he had to go run his mouth before he got drafted.
Just like, what's the other nigga? Jason Collins? Is that his name?
He sucks, though.
He came out on the first NBA game play. That nigga was on a bench. Like, they could play like two games, and they set his ass on the bench.
Yo.
See? It's not good. It's not good.
Listen, live your truth. But sometimes you can't let your truth dictate your coins. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, if I could still be a homosexual but still get my checks, that's how I want it. I could retire and come out and write a book and say, oh, I was getting bumped up. I was getting Dirty Diana in a locker room.
And then they're going to say you only saying that because you want to sell your book.
That's okay. Go buy it.
And then the gay community going to be like, oh, why are you telling the story now?
Because I'm feeling comfortable with myself. I've come to a point where I can't live a lie. You know, I'm depressed. You come up with any bullshit to spin it, but it's just like, stop knocking this nigga. Y'all knocking his coins now. Now where is Michael Sam? I think he work at that ShopRite.
Yo, he live on top of ShopRite in East Orange. I'm trying to tell you.
Paper or plastic, ma'am. And the sad part, he fine. He look good. He like 6'4", 6'5", nice built. And he playing for the other team.
With his booty in the air. Big moist ass nigga.
Allegedly.
No. He's gay.
Anyway, man.
I seen it with my own eyes. He kissed homeboy on his mouth.
Yeah. But is it still called gay? Like, what do they call it now?
I was born in the '80s. I'm gonna call that shit gay or faggot.
No, that's not socially accepted, those terms.
Look, and it's another, this is why I keep my distance from them, right? You know how strong a gay dude word is? Like, if a gay dude be like, yo, I fucked him, you know how many people gonna believe that shit? Them niggas' words is strong. Like, I don't care what, that's why I'd stay, like, I'm gonna sit over here. Like, matter of fact, I ain't gonna sit in here. I'm gonna go out there, you know what I mean? I'm gonna sit in the car. Nah, I'm good. Them niggas' words is strong.
Cause you can't come back from that.
And if you beat him up, oh, you beat up a faggot, that don't count. Or if he beat your ass, like I said, you gotta beat up my faggot. Like,
you can't win.
It's a lose lose situation.
You can't win. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yo, I just, you know.
And ain't no coming back from why I fucked you in the ass.
Ain't no coming back from that. Ain't no coming. Them niggas' words is strong, yo.
Yeah.
I don't have no problem with them niggas, though. Like,
gotta love it. Gotta love it.
I'm scared of them.
they got a militia. When they come for your ass, they come for your ass.
Literally.
Fuck.
Wake up, niggas gonna be riding you. Don't fuck with them niggas. Niggas will knock you out and ride you.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You wake up with hickeys. Niggas are knocking y'all, give you hickeys between your legs.
Oh my God. Alright, we're gonna call it a night, man. Moss, what's good? How we wanna part out? You wanna put a song on? We wanna just ride out on the sunset? Wanna shout out people? What we wanna
shout
do before
out
we
to
make
everybody that listened. My phone was going off. Some people told me they was listening. Shout out to y'all, I appreciate that. Next time, man, y'all gotta call in. We gonna have some hot topics.
We gonna keep it moving. We just need y'all to roll with us. And if you listen, as long as you listen, and I can see that we got some ratings, I'm good with that. But we want it to be an interactive show, so make sure you holler at us. More stat, everything. You can reach out to him, social network, Facebook, Twitter. For me on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany. Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. So make sure you hit us up. Also, like I said, I'm starting my blog, midnightconvos.com, so it's just the grown folks shit. All the shit that you want to talk about, that sometimes you're scared to talk about, you know, you want to be politically correct, and you ain't got to be politically correct with Midnight Convos.
And
so,
go ahead, my bad.
No.
And this is just our opinions. Like, don't take it to the heart. You know what I mean? I don't want to see nobody in the street like, oh, nigga, you are. Like, I don't want no problems. Like, it's just... Some of it's comedy, some of it's just our opinions, and some of the shit I say is fucking true. I don't care what nobody say. So, you know, this is just...
Get it. With us that being said, listen, I'm going to put some Rihanna on. I want y'all to work. And I think we got a show tomorrow. We're going to do it again.
We can do it. I'm with it.
We're going to make it happen. Next week, like I said, we're going to start off. We're going to try to get some interviews popping. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of things we're going to try to get on. Man, I don't even want to let everything out the bag.
Yeah.
I don't want to let everything
y'all
out the bag.
Y'all just tune in, man.
Y'all just tune in. Catch us, Mostat, Tiffany Nicole, and, you know, ride this way with us.
Y'all let me know how I did, too. This is my first time up on here doing this.
Nice. He broke his cherry.
Oh, yeah.
His cherry was broken.
Nah, no, we ain't going to use that one either.
Like, you got, no, I can't even say what But anyway, he was a first timer.
My first time. All right.
Y'all, peace, love, all that good stuff. Be safe. Check us out tomorrow, same time. All right? And if you missed the show, you can always catch it again. Blog Talk Team, Blog Talk Radio, / Tiffany Nicole. Holla at your girl. Holla at your boy.
Holla.
Nobody touch me in the right. Nobody touch me. pussy in a crisis. I believe all of your dreams are the ransom. You took my heart, all my keys, all my passion. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. But why you gotta act like nothing's wrong? Just get ready for work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. And tell me about that work, 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 work. Na, 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 na. When you walk out, na, 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 na. Before the table turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I will never, no, never neglect you. I mean, who am I to hold your best against you? I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel why, it's me, I feel why.
Yeah, okay. You need to get done, 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 done at work. Come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me. Oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight. I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and get me out of
work, 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 work. It's me up in work, 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 work. It's me doing my